我们
We know the Lord desires to speak to us.
感谢主在这一次的信息里面对我们做了一个非常重要的他的心愿。
We thank the Lord. He gave us a very important desire of His during the conference.
两位弟兄他们所交通的都是关于一件
Both brothers shared from the one matter.
都是非常的实际。
And they're both very practical.
跟我们属灵的成长跟我们的侍奉都有关系。
And it has everything to do with our spiritual growth and our service.
我们两位弟兄都交通到属灵的实际。
Both brothers shared about the reality, spiritual reality.
我们Dana弟兄他在讲到是的我们有耶路撒冷我们还要谈西安。
Our brother Dana asked us, if we have Jerusalem, why do we need to talk about Zion?
感谢主在这个地方来启示我们。
Thank the Lord, He had shown us and revealed it to us.
神今天国度的彰显是在教会。
The revelation and the manifestation of His kingdom is among the church.
是在耶路撒冷。
It is in Jerusalem.
神整个国度的中心确实在西安。
But the center of His kingdom is in Zion.
所以这是我们弟兄心里头最大的一个负担。
And this is His burden in His heart.
神在愿意兴起一个器皿。
The Lord wants to raise up vessels in this generation.
主也借着这个夏令会对我们说话。
Also through the summer conference, He speaks to us.
愿我们能够被神来兴起。
May we be raised up by Him.
成为器皿。
So that we can be vessels.
神在这个地方有真正的掌权。
The Lord will have His true reign here.
我们弟兄特别提到对着巴比伦撒旦掌权的地方。
Our brother especially mentioned Babylon is where Satan reigns.
我们应该是神掌权的地方。
We should be the place where God reigns.
当我们有真正属灵实际的时候，
When we truly have that reality,
西安的真理里面。
Then we are in the reality of Zion. And he talks, our brother Galvin talks about our mind.
神应该在我们身上坐宝座。
And the Lord should have His throne in our mind and in our hearts.
在我们的行为上。
And also in our actions,
主应该被尊为大,
the Lord needs to be manifested.
我们应该过一个圣洁的生活,
and we should have a holy life.
对世界而言,我们应该是一个得胜者,
and towards the world, we should be overcomers.
应该是那渔民,应该是那守望台,
we are the remnant, we should be the watchtower.
所以神在西安这个地方可以发光,
so the Lord can shine out of Zion.
神在这世上可以做他要做的工作。
He can accomplish the work He desires to do in this world.
所以我们弟兄最后跟我们讲到我们有两件事， 一件事是跟随羔羊。
Our brother shared with us at the end, there are two things we need to do. One is to follow the lamb.
第二件事就是忘记背后努力向前。
Second is that to forget what is behind and press on forward.
我们弟兄跟孙弟兄他讲的信息
And I believe our brother Dana and brother Godwin shared from the same matter.
孙弟兄讲到我们今天基督徒生活的秘诀就是基督。
Shared about the secret of our Christian life is Christ.
基督的奥秘是我们生活的秘诀。
And the mystery of Christ is our secret.
现在教导我们要认识基督。
And we need to know the Lord.
得着基督。
We need to gain Christ.
享受基督。
We need to enjoy Christ.
彰显基督。
We need to express Christ.
愿神在我们当中成就他的工作。
The Lord accomplish His work among us.
愿神来祝福他。
May the Lord bless His words.
1 of the main things that the Lord was really touching me with and speaking to me about during the summer conference, it came from Brother Sun's message, and it was about the renewed mind. And specifically about the fact that the renewed mind is the mind of Christ. And as I started to meditate upon this, the Holy Spirit started to give me some words about this matter.
当我在思想的时候,
and the first thing was what Brother Sun actually indicated. It was that the mind of Christ is not the mind of man.
他说到耶稣的心不是人的心,
it is the mind of God.
是神的心,
and then the Holy Spirit, He took me one step further and, you know, glorified Himself.
他要我们更进一步来荣耀他,
as it's written, no one knows the mind of God except for the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经里面, 就像圣经里面所说的,
So as I started to think about that, I started pondering to myself, do I know the mind of the Holy Spirit in order to know the mind of God?
所以当我思想的时候, 我就问我自己, 我是不是知道圣灵的心, 是不是知道神的心?
He took me to the Gospels, which is probably the best place to know the mind of Christ.
他就带我到了福音里面, 这里面应该是最让我能够最好知道神心思的地方。
Because it's in the Gospels that we see the Lord Jesus Christ saying, I am about my Father's business.
就像圣经,福音里面说的, 我要担心我父的事。
So when the Holy Spirit took me there, he specifically, and this morning he led me to John chapter 5, verse 17.
今天早晨圣灵带我到约翰福音5章17节。
And here Jesus is responding to people who are, what was said here is persecution against him.
那些犹太人逼迫耶稣。
And it says, my Father is still working, and I am working also.
耶稣就对他们说, 我父做事, 直到如今, 我也做事。
So one of the things the Holy Spirit started convicting me about was, am I working with the Holy Spirit?
所以圣灵就提醒我说, 我是和圣灵在同工吗?
Has my mind truly transitioned from I'm about my business to my Father's business?
让圣灵让我的心思从我自己的事转到了父神。
And as Brother Sun continued to speak, the Holy Spirit brought to mind a kind of an example. If you look at John chapter 5, just a little while before that, there's a sick man who's lame.
如果我们看约翰福音五章前面一点,
and the Lord Jesus Christ goes up to him and says, get up.
耶稣就叫他说起来。
Because the old mind of man says, look, there's a lame person.
这个人已经病了很久,
but the renewed mind of Christ says, get up.
但是耶稣的心对他说, 起来。
The old mind says that, I'm a sinful person.
而老的心说, 我是一个有罪的人。
But the renewed mind says, I am righteous by faith.
但是新的心说, 我因着信就被称义了。
And the Holy Spirit continued to speak to me about this matter of the renewing of the mind.
圣灵继续向我说,
and he says one thing very, very clearly.
It's
not about changing your mind about little things,
不是在小事上改变你的心,
but about shifting your paradigm from the kingdom of man to the kingdom of God.
And so these
are the things that the Holy Spirit was putting upon my spirit and speaking to me about. That in order to know the mind of God, we must know the mind of the Holy Spirit. And as today's Father's Day, I think it's an appropriate message.
因为今天也是父亲节，所以我想这个是一个很合适的信息。
To ask ourselves the question, are we about my Father's business?
让我们来问我们自己，我们是不是关心父神的事？
And that is, of course, our Heavenly Father.
当然，这是我们天上的父。
So I leave you simply with this as the Holy Spirit's touched me and I wish to encourage each and every single one of us here with this.
所以借着圣灵的引领,我愿意和大家一同鼓励。
Is that the renewed mind is the mind of Christ.
更新而变化的心是主耶稣的心。
And no one knows the mind of Christ except for the Holy Spirit.
除了圣灵以外,没有人知道主耶稣的心。
And that we need to walk in step with the Father's desire and be about the Father's business.
我们要在父神的心意里面行走。
来关心父神的事。弟兄姊妹好，我为这个就是夏令会特别要感谢主。
I really want to thank the Lord for this conference.
特别参加了那个下午的那个专题，Especially
in the afternoon, I was in the workshop with Brother Wei.
魏伯伯特别讲到耶稣基督的见证。He
talked about the testimony of Jesus.
他说，是神把他的儿子托付给我们。He
said the Lord has entrusted His Son to us.
这是极其重大的事情。And
it's the most important to Him.
我个人最近很久一段时间，我就很大的难处。
For a very long time, I have a great difficulty.
因为我发现自己为主耶稣做见证是很难的事情。
I realize it's very difficult for me to testify for the Lord.
特别是在工作中。
Especially at work.
因为在因着自己的 骄傲，内心的因为自己的软弱，我常常的会生气，会发脾气。
Because of my pride and my weaknesses, I always get angry at work.
对，我这是我很大的难处。
And it's been my difficulty.
但是魏伯伯这次，他讲的很非常的非常的，非常鼓励我们。
Our brother Wei really encouraged us in the afternoon.
他就特别讲到一点，他说我们就要做一个见证。
He said one thing that we need to be a testimony.
在所有的事情上，主耶稣是主。
In everything, the Lord Jesus needs to be Lord.
就是当我们这样做见证的时候，撒旦就会失败。
And when we testify in such a way, the Satan will be defeated.
特别讲到他说特别讲到，比如腓立比书写的就是，要学习主耶稣的倒空自己。
He especially mentioned in Philippians, we need to learn to empty ourselves as Christ.
主真的是把所有的地位、把他的权势都倒空。
He has the Lord Jesus emptied all his positions and all his authorities.
这是我们，就是特别让我看到，我真的是要看到自己的那个地方。
And it made me see where I was.
特别是他讲到特别是当别人藐视我们的时候。
Especially when people despise us.
别人看不起我们的时候。
When they look down upon us.
特别是当我们的尊严地位没有的时候。
Especially when we lose our position or our honor or respect.
最后我们还能不能让见证一件事，主耶稣是。
Can we still testify that Jesus is our Lord?
因为我来夏令会之前，我们公司有一些人事的安排。
Because right before the summer conference, there are some personnel movement in our company.
非常的失望，很。
And I was very disappointed.
可是，在聚会中，弟兄这样开启我的时候，我就大大的那个心被大大的被震。
So as the Lord opened my heart through our brother, my heart was truly moved.
回到诚实讲，这上面这一个礼拜，我回到工作中的时候，我内心还有很多的挣扎，因为看到那些我们那个 HR 发的那些通知邮件，我心里还是有很多的挣扎。
And honestly, this week back at work. I still have much struggle in my heart, especially after reading many emails from HR about the personnel movement.
但是我觉得我要选择站在主的这一边。
But I need to choose to stand on the Lord's side.
这是很真实的征战。
It is a true battle in my heart.
但是我想求主来保守我。
But I know the Lord will keep me.
魏伯伯还讲到很多的具体的生活中我们需要。特别讲的祷告的事情。
Our brother especially mentioned a few practical matters about prayers.
祷告的事情也不是我们做的事情做的。
It is not we who pray, but the Lord who prays in us.
像我在祷告的事情是我的一个很软弱的地方。
I think prayer life is a very, it's a great weakness in my life.
对，我很对抱歉，因为我常常来到主日，我就是好像就是那个立志不祷告的那个。
Sometimes I come to Sunday morning, I even make up a mind saying I will not pray.
但是这里看到说我们要在这件事情要选择让主耶稣做主。
He showed me that even in these matters I need to choose to let Jesus be Lord.
因为主耶稣给我们做了最好的榜样，就是他存心顺服以至于死。
He is the best example because he learned obedience even to the death, point of death.
感谢主，这个退休会真的那几天，我真的心里有那个好像那个圣火在烧。
And through the conference, I really feel there is a fire burning within me.
我有一个盼望，就是说这个火能在心里面，在我们每个人心里面继续的这样烧。
My desire is that this fire will not go out and continue to burn and consume us.
求弟兄姊妹们纪念我的祷告。
May brothers and sisters also remember me in your prayers.
因为我真的是你们中那么软弱的弟兄。
I have been a very weak brother.
但是我知道那个孙女兄讲，我们不要做软弱的肢体。
But our brother Godwin shared with us, let us not be weak members.
因为我们个人的软弱会带来教会的亏。
Our personal weakness will bring weakness to the whole church.
感谢主，求弟兄姊妹们来扶持我。
So may the Lord keep me and uphold me. Thank you.
非常感谢主。
I really thank the Lord.
我只是就是说，代表就是，HCA， Children Ministry， 然后感谢那个所献上服事的老师和家长们。
On behalf of all the HCA Children Ministry, I want to thank all the parents and teachers who served during the conference.
这实在是一个，让我觉着，很有喜乐的这么一个小小的服事。
And I received much joy through such a ministry.
从刚开始准备的时候，我们同工们就一起为我们的心祷告。
Beginning from the preparation time, all the people that served together started praying for our hearts.
我们也以就是诗篇八十四篇，刚才弟兄所分享的，为我们的那个鼓励。
We also encouraged one another from Psalm 84.
在这里就是说，我们因为在这在这个孩子的服事当中呢，从那个 preschool 一直到那个五年级。一共有上百个孩子。
In the children ministry from preschool to fifth grade, there were over 100 or 200 children.
所以呢，老师们献上了很多的辛劳。
So teachers really poured out a lot of effort.
感谢主，就是在服事当中，老师们他们就是有许多就是是 couple 服侍，就是是一对夫妻一起来服侍。
We really thank the Lord in the ministry. Even there are many teachers who are couples and they serve together.
虽然他们有的有小小小孩儿。
Even though some have young, very young children.
但是他们还是就是说，按照神所赐给的哈，把他们最好的来给孩子们。
According to what the Lord has given them, they have poured out their best to the children.
所以我很受鼓励。
So I was very encouraged.
我看到就是说在神家里的服事是那么的同心合一。
I see how the service in the house of God and the family of God, we can serve in one accord.
而且就是当需要帮助的时候，当我就是说问家长能不能帮忙的时候。
And when I asked parents to see if they can help.
所有的答案都是说我愿意。
Every answer had been, we are willing to help.
我可以。
And we are able to.
没关系。所以我真是感谢主，就是说在。
So I really thank the Lord.
这次夏令会让我们真是看到，这真是在我们周围有这么多的见证，让我们真是很受鼓励。
And I saw so many testimonies around us. My heart was greatly encouraged and thank the Lord.
Hello, Eric.
大家好。
I wanted to share something pretty cool that the Lord.
我想分享一些有趣的事。
So brother or brother son, you know our personal life. If our personal life is not, it affects the house of God.
圣弟兄交通到我们个人生活如果不对的话，就会影响到神的家。
And the eternal life of The eternal will of God starts in our daily lives.
神永远的心意从我们还是婴儿的时候就开始。
And that Psalm 80, they
从我每天的生活就开始。
Sorry, I lost my thoughts. That daily I need to be really set my heart on Zion or pilgrimage to Zion.
需要每天心中都来向往西安。
And from Psalm 84, I was really encouraged by it. It says, Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on the pilgrim to Zion.
靠你有力量，心中向往西安大道的这个
As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源
之地。So on Monday and Tuesday, you know, by the Lord's grace, it was a great 2 days.
这个星期的星期一和星期二，因着神的恩典，
And then on Wednesday, I feel like, man, I'm in like this place called Valley of Baca again.
我很有喜悦, 但是到了星期三, 我就好像到了流泪谷。
And it's only Wednesday, too, it's only 3 days.
只是三天。
And then I realized, you know, for me, normally when I go through Baca, I want to make everybody go through Baca.
通常来说, 如果我自己是在流泪谷, 我要保证我周围的人都跟我在一起。
Like brothers and sisters are in green pack.
虽然很多的弟兄姊妹也许他们在那个青草地上, 但是我真的是想让他们一起到流泪谷。
And I realized, how come I have the strength to the strength that was talking about in Psalm 84?
但我只有自己在想, 为什么我没有像诗篇84篇里面所说的这些力量呢?
That's my heart wasn't set on the program to Zion.
但是我想我的心其实不在西安大道上。
I was laughing really hard. My brother's son shared about how Jacob labored 14 years for Rachel and he didn't complain.
我就在想到那个雅各他为着拉结做了14年的工。
And so I couldn't read my Bible, right? And I was like, man, if I was doing this to people, I probably would like do the Bible in one day.
如果我是为拉结做的话, 也许我一天就把整本圣经读完了。
Isn't my God like a lot better than whoever Rachel is?
那我的神是不是比拉结更好一些?
And I realized my heart was just not renewed. My mind was not renewed. My heart wasn't set on the pilgrim. So I don't have the strength to do it.
所以我就想我的心思其实没有更新而变化。
And so I said, Lord, please renew my mind and set my heart right. So I can, you know, follow you. You know, the strength, from strength to strength.
所以求主真的是来更新我的心意，让我能够力上加力。
So each one appears before God.
所以每人都到西安朝见神。
And guess what? He did it. the Lord.
猜猜神成就了这件事。
Wrong that. So I couldn't finish the chapters on Wednesday, but he gave me extra strength upon strength on Thursday to actually read more than I could have.
所以虽然我星期三没有读完我应该读的圣经, 但是神给了我力量, 星期四就把我应该读的都读完了。
Yeah, truly, the Lord Jesus, if the Lord Jesus is my goal, then nothing else really matters that much.
如果主耶稣是我的目标, 那其他的都无关紧要。
Thank you.
I'll share something quickly. What happened? No. I'll share something quickly about the high schoolers. And we really thank the Lord. We thank the Lord that Brother Jim from Richmond came down and really had a good time with the high schoolers.
从李斯们来的 Jim弟兄和我们的高中生一起有一个很好美好的交通。
And we were also amazed how the Holy Spirit had brought all three speakers onto the same topic.
我们也感谢圣灵的引领，让三位讲员弟兄都讲到了同一个话题。
And even from the morning devotions, everything was working together.
甚至我们是成根的信息，也都是一致的。
And Brother Jim first talked about we are children of God and not children of Abraham. Because children of God can all come before God versus children of Abraham, they worship the God of their fathers.
神的儿女可以一起来到神的面前，而亚伯拉罕的儿女只是说来敬拜他们父的神。
And so it's the same, it's a different way of saying, do we have the reality of God being our God, or are we just worshipping a God of someone else? Our fathers. And then I think what really touched me was that he shared about the life that we received. He used a beautiful illustration of how a woman can be pregnant, can be impregnated, can get pregnant.
他说到, 妇女怀孕的事,
even Mary, the mother of Christ, was impregnated by the Holy Spirit of the life of Christ.
玛利亚因着圣灵而受孕,
and so we also are like Mary, who are impregnated with the life of Christ within us by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天有圣灵在我们的里面, 就像当初玛利亚怀孕一样。
So he says many, of course the high school didn't know, but many of you know, when women gets pregnant, there truly is a different life within them.
所以虽然, 高中生他们并不明白, 但是在座的很多人都明白, 当一个妇女怀孕的时候, 她里面真的是有一个新的生命。
And with this life, it comes a different mind.
而有因着这个新的生命,
and with this life also has a different will.
也有一个不同的意愿,
and it also has a different appetite.
也有一个不同的喜好.
Many mothers, I'm sure, can testify to this.
我想在座很多做母亲的都能够这样见证.
So our brother shared for us that the Lord has given us the life of Christ, but it's in a seed form.
而我们弟兄教他们道, 主把他的生命给我们, 但是是一个种子。
是一个胚胎. Yeah, and it hasn't fully grown yet.
还没有完全长大.
But this life has very still small voice that will tell its own mind.
它会在里面用很小的声音来提醒我们.
And this mind, this new mind is the mind of Christ. It's the mind of the Father.
而这个更新的心是我们主的心，是父神的心.
And he said the will of this new life is a surrendered will.
而这个 新生命的意愿是一个完全奉献的心愿.
And then the appetite of this new life is the appetite for the things of heaven.
而这个新生命的喜好就是一个属天的喜好.
Yeah, just like after a woman become pregnant, many things she used to like to eat, she will not eat anymore because the life within her wouldn't allow her to eat it.
就像一个母亲, 怀孕以后, 她原来喜欢吃的东西, 她不再喜欢.
So for us, we who have the life of Christ in us, there are many things our appetite should change also.
所以当我们有主的心在我们的里面的时候，我们的喜好也应该跟着改变.
But very often we ignore the cry of the new life within us. We keep eating the things that will make our own self strong.
很多的时候我们忽略里面新的生命的对我们的提醒，我们只是吃来满足我们肉体的。
But as a result, the life within us is not fed, and it will wither and die.
所以我们里面新的生命就不能长大，甚至会死去。
So I was very encouraged because he especially mentioned that this life is already in us.
他在提醒我们说，这个生命已经在我们的里面。
It's not that we should go out and find a new mind, or find a new will, or find a new appetite.
不是说我们需要去外面找一个另外的一个心，另外的一个意志，另外的一个喜好。
But it is already in us, the same way our brother Dana shared that we have already come to Zion.
就像我们 Dana 弟兄跟我们交通的一样，我们已经来到西安。
It's not that by our own effort, but it is by His grace. We just need to make a choice to go up.
不是靠着我们的努力，而是因着神的恩典，我们只是需要来接受。
Same way with the life, we just need to make a choice to say we need to feed this life.
而我们只是说，我们需要让这个生命来长大。Yeah,
he said it is our full-time vocation.
要成为我们终身的职业。It
is to feed the life within us.
就是来喂养我们里面的生命。And
in everything we do, in our jobs, in our school, Our purpose there at the job is to feed the life within us.
在我们所行的每一件事上，不管是工作还是学习，我们所要做的就是来喂养我们里面这个生命。
So I really thank the Lord for His words. I ask brothers and sisters to continue to pray for the high schoolers that it becomes more real to them.
感谢主给我们这样的看见，求在座弟兄姊妹继续为高中生祷告，让这些话语成为他们生活的实际。
Especially they have so much time in the summer.
Yeah, 特别是因为他们
May they have more time to feed the life within them too.
愿意他们能够花更多的时间来喂养他们里面这个生命.
Thank you.
Thank you.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
我是一共去了三次夏令会。
This is my third time going to the conference.
记得第一次去的非常狼狈，去的时候是非常狼狈的。
I remember the first time I went, I was really embarrassed.
因为当时就是心里头非常的挣扎。总是在盘算是该去还是不该去。
Because there was a great struggle in my heart, I'm always calculating should I go or should I not go.
确实是非常，因为那时候来教会不到一年，受洗也就两个月，心里头还很对这个夏令会也没有什么认识。
And at that time I was just baptized about 2 months ago, and I have only been to church less than a year, so I didn't really know what the conference was.
所以一想一去那么多天，哎呀，自己这些事怎么办？总是在想。
And I thought if I go for so many days, what do I do with all the things I need to do?
所以一直拖到最后，到最后有一次在这个吃爱宴的时候，一位弟兄跟我说：“去吧，起码3天不用刷碗了。”
So I procrastinated until the last minute to make a decision. I remember one day during the love feast, a brother told me, "Just go. At least you don't have to do dishes for 3 days."
所以我就也动心了。
So that moved my heart.
后来一想也是，那地方也经常去，以前晚上听完信息再出去转一转玩一玩，这不也挺好的吗？
And I thought, oh, I've been to San Antonio. It was a pretty good place. I can go spend the day listening to message, and I go take a walk or a tour around in the evening. It's pretty good.
所以到最后实际上截止日期已经过了，我就赶紧给翁弟兄打电话。
So the last minute, even the registration deadline has passed, I called Brother James.
翁弟兄就说要先求他的国和他的义。
So Brother James told me to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
我心里想先求他的国和他的义，那后面呢？
So I thought if I seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, then what after that?
所以呢就是想心里就想着到底去那里去看一看。
So in my heart, I thought I should go and take a look.
所以去也是非常的匆忙。我星期五下午才走，到那儿都6点多，快开始听信息了。
And even my travel schedule was very rushed. I didn't leave until Friday afternoon. By the time I got there, the Friday evening message has just begun.
所以也不那时候也不懂啊，听信息之前心里要有预备啊，根本都不懂。
At that time, I didn't know that I need to prepare my heart before the message. I didn't know anything.
所以记得那是呢也是这次来的 Dana 弟兄晚上讲信息。
It was also Brother Dana in the evening.
所以没有听懂多少。
I didn't understand much at all.
因为心没在那儿。
Because my heart wasn't there.
最痛苦的呢是早晨要起来。
The most painful for me at that time was to get up in the morning.
因为我平常是晚上11点到12点脑袋是最兴奋的时候。
Normally for me, my mind is most excited and clear at 11 or 12 o'clock at night.
所以早晨晨更我也不知道到那还要晨更。
And I didn't know that we had morning devotion.
所以7点起来是比较痛苦。
And it's pretty painful to get up at 7 o'clock.
每天呢都得弟兄来敲门叫。
Every morning brothers will have to knock on my door to wake me up.
我也没见到是哪位弟兄，但是听声音好像是姚弟兄。
I didn't see which brother it was, but from the voice, I thought it probably was Brother Yao.
所以晚上11点又关门不能出去。
And there was lights out at 11 o'clock. I have to shut the door, cannot go out.
所以这是第一次去。
That was my first time at the conference.
真正受感动的是从第二次，去年那一次。
And last year, I was really moved by the Lord.
去年那一届讲圣灵和主的再来。
Last time we talked about the Holy Spirit and the coming of the Lord.
这两个题目深深的真是抓住了我。
It really gripped my heart.
那首歌尼弟兄那首自伯大尼那首歌唱了好几遍。
And I sang that hymn, Since Bethany We Parted, many times.
我想有不少弟兄姊妹在唱的时候都流泪了。
I believe many brothers and sisters shed tears as they sang the hymn.
今年这是第三次。
And this is my third time.
又有很大的得着。
And I was truly, the Lord allowed me to gain much.
以前对西安究竟意味着什么真是没什么了解。
Before, I really had no idea what Zion stands for.
只记得2年前 应该是差不多这时候，或者五月份，在内面这边修空调的时候，我们弟兄在主日的信息里讲过西安。
I just remember one time about 2 years ago, we were fixing AC here, so we were in building 2, and our brother during on Sunday message shared about Zion.
我们弟兄说，在地球上，在世界上最美好的景致，也无法跟西安相比。
Our brother shared the most beautiful scenery on the earth cannot compare to Zion.
因为那里有主的荣光。
Because there is the glory of the Lord.
但是就是能听，但是真正去体会，那还是相当遥远的事。
Last time I just heard about it, but to truly receive it in my heart, it was pretty far from me.
这次呢，把这个景象呢拉近了一些。
And this time I feel the scenery of Zion is a bit closer now.
他觉得他不仅是在天上的
Not only I felt it's way up in heaven
实际上离我们很近
But it's very close to us
就在教会里头
Even in the church
在我们每个弟兄姊妹的心里头
Even in our hearts
就是说如果我们真是到了主他所要求我们或是期待我们去做的我们就像那会幕落成一样如果我们的教会我们每一个弟兄姊妹我们都是达到了那个标杆所要求的那个程度的话主的荣光一定会显现出来
And I think as the Lord requires of us it's just that as he prescribed the way to raise up the tabernacle as we all come to the standard of Christ it will be as the tabernacle is established his glory will fall upon the tabernacle
另一个就是这标杆实际上这两个是就跟黄弟兄说也是一个、题目这标杆就是我们的目的
And that is the goal, it is our purpose
是我们心思意念的一个目标
It is the same goal in our hearts
就是以基督的心为心
That is to have the heart and the attitude of Christ
感谢主这次那个夏令会吧我是听的人没有去但是我觉得这实在是一次属灵的盛宴
Thank the Lord that this time I didn't go to the conference but I listened to it at home
很多信息吧就是自己觉得这一遍是绝对不够的就是还要继续再听有的就听第二遍
I felt this is a great feast many messages I thoughtIt is not enough that I heard it just once, but I need to listen to it again.
那我要交通的呢，就是说，我们要在我们的心思里头来改变。
What I want to share is that we need to, our mind needs to be transformed.
那个孙弟兄特别讲到《路加福音》里头那个浪子，他的哥哥。
Brother Godwin especially talked about the prodigal son's brother.
他是这个。辛辛苦苦的做工然后看到父亲那个接待那个儿子回来的时候他就生气不肯进去
Through many years he worked with great diligence but as he saw his brother coming back and his father welcoming him he was angry he was not willing to go to the feast
他就说我服侍你这么多年从来没有违背过你的命你却没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一起快乐。
He said, I served you so this many years, and you have not given me one lamb to enjoy with my friends.
那个父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的。
But the father says, my son, I'm always with you. All I have is yours.
所以我就觉得，我反复思想这个话，我觉得孙弟兄后来讲到，他说我们有的时候，我们因为狭窄。我们的心思没有改变所以我们不但不能供应别人就连活下去都有困难
And so as I meditate on this over and over I thought I really agree with what brother said because our heart sometimes is so narrow not only we cannot supply others it is even difficult for us to live on with joy
如果大那个哥哥如果是以父亲的心为心
If theelder brother truly had the heart of the father
然后他就不会到那么一个可怜的地步
then he will not fall into such a pitiful state
他看到弟弟回来，他也会跟父亲一起来准备迎接他的弟弟。
Otherwise, when he sees his brother, younger brother coming back, he will rejoice with his father and prepare the feast with his father.
所以我觉得特别要求圣灵让我们的心能够不再狭窄。
I think we really need to ask the Lord to expand our hearts.
就像主他不再以自己与神同等会强夺一样。
Just as Christ did not treat equality with God something to be grasped.
我们十分羡慕保罗他所说的，无论是我知道怎样处谦卑，也怎样处知道怎样处丰富。
I think we envy Paul when he says, I know how to be humble, I know how to be in need.
或饱足或饥饿，或有余或缺乏。
I know how to be full, I know how to be hungry, either in want or in satisfaction.
随时随处我都得了秘诀。
I have received the secret in all things.
所以我们真的是实在是羡慕保罗他已经得到了秘诀。
Sometimes we envy Paul because he said he received the secret.
这是弟兄就呼召我们也要得到这个秘诀。
So our brother called out to us, we also need to have the same secret.
只有得到这个秘诀以后，我们才能过一个知足、平安、喜乐的生活。
Only after we receive the secret, then we can live a life that's satisfied, that's content, and have peace and joy.
我记得他还说了一句，他说：“基督徒，我们有的时候不是做的，是想的。”
And he said a few times, as Christians, it is not for us to do, but for us to think.
我觉得这点对我印象也非常深。当我们遇到事情的时候，我们就要祷告我们里头的基督，我们就要想，主在这件事情上会怎样做，我们应该怎样行。
It really impressed me when occasions rises up, instead of rushing to do, we need to come and pray to the Christ within us, and we need to think what is the mind of Christ, what is the Father's heart.
孙弟兄最后说到一句，他就说希望那个我们这次聚会以后我们的属灵生活有个大的改变。
And our brother encouraged us after the conference, may our life, our spiritual life be greatly changed.
这也是我们的盼望。
That is also our desire.
'Good morning, brothers and sisters. So I just want to stand up here because I think I just want to talk to a blank wall, basically. today I stand before you with much fear and trembling like Paul.
我今天站在这里说话，就像保罗当初一样，心里面有占据恐惊的心。
For I fear that the words that I speak should come forth from myself.
我想我因为我不是很知道我说的。
Yeah, but the three things that the Lord impressed upon me for the conference,
在夏令会里面主提醒我三件事情
that I would like to share with you involves firstly, the taking of Mount Zion.
第一个就是说是锡安山
Secondly, the defending of Mount Zion.
第二个就是说是来护卫锡安山
And thirdly, the enjoyment of Mount Zion.
第三个是说来享受锡安山。
So I know, over the past couple of years of my life, I've struggled with many things.
我知道在我过去几年当中，我也在很多的事上有挣扎。
In my spiritual walk, in my schoolwork, in my
在我属灵的生活，在我学校的功课。
And like many of you here, I have failed miserably many times.
我失败了很多次。
But the Lord gives us much comfort and grace.
但是主给了我信心。
Especially from the life of David.
就从大卫的生活里面。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 7.
撒母耳记第二章第七节。撒母耳记下二章七节。
第五 chapter 5 verse 7.
第五章第七节。
Yes, As Brother Dana was sharing this, I saw how David faced so much problems in getting this Mount Zion.
大卫那时候有很大的难处，就是不能得到锡安。
Nevertheless,
但是
David captured the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David.
大卫攻取了锡安的宝藏，就是大卫的城。
And the Lord touched upon me this word, nevertheless.
主让我看到这件事，然而。
That despite of our failings, despite of our wretched state,
不管即使我们失败，
if we long, just as David did, for God's heart to be satisfied,
但是只要我们里面有一颗大卫的心，让主的心得到满足，
nevertheless, we shall all take Mount Zion.
然而我们就能够得到锡安。
And the second thing I will share about is this defending of Mount Zion.
第二个就是说来护卫锡安山。
I shared this, I guess on Friday with some of the people in the Yes Group.
我和那个年轻人星期五有交通。
So when I came back from the conference, I went, from daily like receiving God's word.
当我从夏令营回来的时候，我原来是说每天都能得到神的话。
To basically 13-hour, like class and work days.
然后回到一个每天13个小时的功课和上课。
I had like eight a.m. Exam on Monday, and I had to work all the way till like 8:30 p.m.
星期八点钟早晨八点我有一个考试，我一直工作到晚上八点半。
And throughout all of that, the Lord impressed upon me this one word, reality.
神给我看到这一个词，就是说现实。
After David.
实际。
After David took Mount Zion,
当大卫攻取了锡安以后，
the enemies attacked him.
仇敌就来攻击他。
And that is what happens when we go back into the world.
这就是我们回到世界里面所发生的事。
Our jobs long to tire us out.
我们的工作让我们劳累。
Our studies long to drain our mind.
我们的功课占满了我们的心思。
The world longs to mold us into its own image.
世界要把我们改变成他世界的形象。
But yet David was able to defend the stronghold of Zion.
但是大卫能够来护卫锡安的宝藏。
And so it's my encouragement to all of us that as we go about our work, as we go about doing laundry, as we go about driving from place to place,
当我们回到我们的回到我们的工作，洗衣服，从一个地方开车到另外一个地方的时候，
or in whatever we're doing,
不管我们在做什么，
that the Lord may be made manifest His spiritual reality each and every moment of every single day, now and forevermore.
每天每时，主都会把属灵的实际向我们显明。
In the verse that I would like to share from that is this.
我想交通一个经节。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21.
提摩太后书。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
If anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable,
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事。
And there's nothing in this world that's honorable. Everything is dishonorable.
这个世界上没有任何圣洁的事，任何的事都是卑贱的。
He will be a vessel for honorable use.
他就必做贵重的器皿。
And in here, the Lord shows us that if we set our hearts upon Him, He will indeed allow us to defend Mount Zion.
主让我们看到，如果我们把心放在我们以父的事为念，他就会让我们能够来护卫锡安。
To live in His reality each and every moment of every day.
来活在这个属灵的实际的里面，每天每时。
The last thing I will share is enjoy Mount Zion.
最后一个。就是说来享受锡安。
On the last day of our conference,
我们夏令会的最后一天，
during the table meeting,
在擘饼聚会的时候，
I prayed unto the Lord as to reveal Himself to me.
我向主祷告，要让他来向我显现。
And He showed me this.
他向我显现了这件
事。That he was the God of both Mount Zion and Mount Sinai.
他是西安的神，也是西乃的山的神。
In that vision I saw,
我看到的意象是
a powerful God that reigns upon
有大能的神
that reigns upon the face of the earth.
他在这个世上作王掌权。
His image was terrifying.
他的形象也许是可怕的
and scary.
可怕的。
But in his eyes, when I looked into his eyes,
但是当我来看他的眼睛的时候
those were the eyes of love.
他的眼里充满了爱。
Love is never seen before.
我以前从来没有看到过的爱。
And I saw that on Mount Zion, where God dwelt with his people.
在锡安山，神要和他的子民同住。
That place will be a place of love.
那个地方要成为一个爱的居所。
A place of oneness.
是一个合一的地方。
Of oneness with each other.
是弟兄姊妹的合一。
And oneness with God.
是和神的合一。
Where we will return once again to that which we were always meant to enjoy in the Garden of Eden.
当我们回到伊甸园的时候，我们要一起欢，一起快乐。
Complete unity.
和神合一。
With each other and with God.
也与弟兄姊妹合一。
That we might share in fellowship.
我们可以一同的来交通。
That we might share in communion.
在合一的里面有交通。
So is my prayer for all of us.
所以我愿意和大家一同来祷告。
That we would indeed take Mount Zion.
我们愿意一起把锡安山。
Defend it.
来护卫它。
And enjoy it every moment of every day.
也每时每刻来享受它。
God bless.
So I will just share one point on what the Lord has impressed on my heart from the conference.
我只是想交通一点神在夏令会里面所让我看见的。
And so it is the last question that Dana posed to us at the last message.
是 Dana 弟兄在最后一天的信息里面问我们的一个问题。
And so he said, Mount Zion, here we are.
我们现在是在锡安山。
What are you going to do?
你要做什么？
And so, you know, what the Lord really touched upon my heart is this matter of reality.
主给我的一个里面的一个看见就是一个实际。
Because we have received so much from the Word of God.
我们从神那里得到很多。
We have heard so much.
我们听了那么多。
But where is that reality?
但是现实是什么？
You know, we may know some buzzwords.
我们知道一些新的名词。
You know, we may talk about Zion.
我们可以来讲谈论西安。
But are we a people that dwell upon Zion?
但是我们是住在锡安的人吗？
So when we really let the Lord search our hearts, because the Lord knows all things.
但是当我们真的是让我们的神来检查我们的心的时候，
And you know, we have to confess, we may say much, but we are really a wasteland.
也许我们可以说，也许我们说了很多，但是我们没有做什么。
But I'm thankful to the Lord that it does not end there.
但是我感谢神，我们的夏令会并不仅仅止于。
No, it does. The question doesn't end there. You know,
那个问题不是停在那里。
Yeah, because there is always hope on the other side.
因为在另外一面，
the Lord
永远是有希望的。
The Lord says, "Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts."
你今天如果听到他的话，不要刚硬你的心。
Because we are supposed to live for today. You know, don't dwell upon our failures. Because I know in my life there are multiple times I have failed the Lord again and again and again.
我们今天是活在我们是活在今天的里面，不要让我们过去的失败来打扰我们。
The Lord is telling us today to go forward.
主告诉我们说，今天你要向前。
Today, put the sole of your feet and inherit.
今天把你的脚踩到你。从神那里给你的应许之地。
And so, you know, my prayer is quite simply, you know, one of my favorite hymns is Higher Ground.
我最喜欢的诗歌就是更高之处。
And so my prayer is that, you know, Lord, that may we all stand on heaven's table land, a higher ground than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
所以我今天祷告就是说，主求你让我们一同站在更高之处，站在一个属天的地方。
这次去夏令会听了信息和弟兄姐妹的交通，能收获也不少。
This time,
但是现在我最讲。
This time at the conference, receiving much message from the Lord and also sharing from brothers and sisters, I really gained much.
现在我们去讲一点，这是我们下午专门有两天的学习。
I just want to share from the
夫妻的专题。
The afternoon workshop that I went to is about husband and wife.
所以，这是翁弟兄和王弟兄为姐妹这样负责。他们学习就是跟我们就是以弗所书第五章
Brother James and Brother Wan led the sisters and the brothers and sisters to read from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22
做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主
saying wives be subject to your own husband as to the Lord
因为丈夫是妻子的头
But the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is also the head of the church. He himself is the savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ,So also, wife ought to be to their husband in everything.
通过我们大家讨论和学习
Through our discussions and fellowship.
我们以前虽然结婚了五十年但是很多事情呢我们也不知道
I realize I've been married for 50 years, but we don't know much truth.
过去我们就还没有信主以前没有信主呢我们就有旧的传统观念
Before we believe the Lord
留在我们心里很长时间
and in our mind there is much tradition and the old way of thinking
就是说我们没有出家呢就重复我们出家了就从夫父从父亲
Before we were married we belonged to our father we obey our father after we're married we obey our husbands
所以这句话呢就根深蒂固的在我们心里
and,
所以我们
such tradition is very deep in our hearts
我们结婚了以后我们也就是按照这里来做。
So after we were married, we followed the traditions.
我们一结婚了，我们就顺从丈夫。
So we had to obey our husband.
所以不管他，因为我们的先生，我们的丈夫呢，他过剩的比较强，但是有时候我呢都去忍耐，忍气吞声。以前我们就这样忍耐。
后来 even though our husband wasn't right, we just do it. endure, we just endure it.
不反抗，什么事情呢？都是忍下来，不反对。
If anything happens, I just try to endure it, not to object it.
什么事都是任劳任怨的去做。
Everything I'll do it with the best effort.
但我们信主以后
But after I accepted the Lord,
我们就知道顺服丈夫就是顺服主。
But now I know to obey our husband is to obey the Lord.
所以这句话呢我们就知道要是我们以前我们总是因为讲，我们结婚以后， 我们都是为了生活在一起就得了，而作为一个有叛逆的人就得了。但是现在我们
had the Lord, we had a hope. Our only hope is that we live together, and as long as we stay together, it's okay. We just endure everything.
现在我们知道，我们组成了我们结婚以后已经组成了一个家庭，我们是教会的组成的一部分，这是可以的。
Now we know we accept the Lord. We as we marry, we become one family, a building block of the church.
所以我们不幸福，我们就是不幸福主。
So if we don't obey, then we don't obey the Lord.
我们要听神的话，要照神的的话来执行。
So we need to hear His voice and obey His voice.
凡事都要顺服丈夫。
To obey our husband in everything.
所以神给我们的功课，我们要学习。
So we need to learn the lesson the Lord has shown us.
我们要印到我们的生活里面去。
We need to use it and practice it in our life.
所以要荣耀我们的主。
So that our Lord can receive glory.
这样。
Last three sharings, I felt summed up the conference as far as I was concerned.
最后三位的交通，我觉得和我在夏令会里面听到的真的是互有印证。
I've always been concerned about this word reality.
我只是很多的时候想到这个词，说实际。
And when Dana was talking about Mount Zion,
当 Dana 弟兄说到锡安山的时候。
And this word on the secret of Christian living,
说到基督徒生活的秘诀。
I kept asking myself, how does this work? What's the secret?
我就一直问我自己，什么是这个秘诀？
And I believe these last three sharings touch on the essence of what spoke to me.
我觉得最后三位弟兄姊妹的交通，真的是和我心里面所得摸着我的心。
There was much prayer.By many, about coming into Mount Zion.
我们当中有很多的祷告是说到来到锡安山。
What is it?
但是到底是什么？
We want reality of Mount Zion.
我们要锡安山的实际。
And our sister, just now, I think, hit on a very key thing.
我们的姊妹说到一个很关键的事情。
We don't live in San Antonio very many days out of the year.
我们在圣安东尼并不会每年住很多的时间。
We live in the workplace.
我们活在我们工作的里面。
We live in marriages.
我们活在我们婚姻的里面。
We live in education institutions.
我们活在我们的学习生活里面。
And as our sister so bravely said,
就像我们的姊妹勇敢地向我们说的
She learned that by submitting to her husband, she was in Mount Zion.
我们的姊妹向我们交通说，因着她顺服丈夫，就在锡安山了。
It is so practical.
这个是很实际的一件事。
Each day we are tested.
每一天我们都会被试验。
In many different ways.
用不同的方式
and a lot of them enter around this whole area of subjecting to one another.
很多的时候我们就是要相互顺服
unfair situations
在公平的时候
observed situations
在观察的时候
and yet the Lord says when you submit to me as our sister just said you're submitting to the throne in Zion.
就像我们的姊妹刚刚交通到的当我们向主顺服的时候，我们就是向锡安山顺服。
Our brother Dana spent practically the whole night on one thought.
我们的 Dana 弟兄其实用他的所有的晚上的时间讲到一个信息。
David getting that throne back.
大卫把他那个宝座得回。
He had the whole area, but there was one area that mocked him, laughed at him.
他得到了所有的地，但是只有一个地方，他们那边的人来嘲笑他。
Had not come into subjection.
他们并不顺服。
And just like us, there are the little Jebusite areas in our life that are not under subjection.
就像我们的里面，我们里面有这样一个小小的地方，就像那些耶布斯人一样，
并
不顺服。
As a result, Zion cannot be realized.
所以我们就并不能实际的来到西安。
We can talk about it.
我们可以来谈论。
We can become very zealous and excited about it.
我们可以热心。
But it's these little tiny things throughout the day.
但是我们生活当中每天都有这些小事。
That decides whether or not we're in Zion.
来决定我们那天是不是在西安。
And when I am serving my wife and my wife is subject to me,
当我来服侍我的妻子，而我的妻子也来顺服我的时候，
we're in Zion.
我们就在西安山。
When our children say yes, mom, yes, dad, without a scowl, they're in Zion.
当我们的儿女并不并不抱怨来说是的爸爸是的妈妈的时候，他们就在西安。
That's reality.
这个就是实际。
Very, very practical.
这个也很实用。
And then our third, the third person I'd like to mention is Lemuel.
我要提到的一个是。
His third point.
他说的第三点。
Enjoying the Lord through love.
来享受神主的同在，主的爱。
Submitting to the throne.
来顺服宝座。
Number one.
第一。
Number two. Loving God with all our heart.
全心、尽心、尽意的来爱你的主。
And demonstrating that by loving one another.
因着和弟兄姊妹互相相爱，就来显明。
All through the power of the Holy Spirit.
这些都是通过圣灵的能力。
None of us have the power to subject ourselves to one another.
我们靠着我们自己不能够相互顺服。
And no one has the power to love one another.
也不能够相爱。
But the Lord has shown us this beautiful picture of Zion.
但是神向我们显明这样一幅美丽的图画。就是西安山。
Subjecting ourselves to the Lord and to one another.
顺服主，也顺服，相互顺服。
His throne being established.
他的宝座就会被建立。
Which is the very thing that was lost in the garden. Zion was lost the day Adam and Eve ate.
当亚当和夏娃那天吃智慧果的时候，西安山就失去了。
And for 6,000 years, the Lord has been wanting us to take this stronghold.
过去的六千年当中，神就是要我们来攻取这个宝藏。
Of rebellion.
而我们里面的不顺服。
And lack of love.
不爱和缺乏爱。
That's what touched me there.
这就是我心里所摸着的。
And how practical it is.
这是也是很实际的。
Let's spend some more time for word prayer.
我们再花一点时间有一些祷告。
Sure.
请唱677首。